Praise God, good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalms and we will read Psalm 55, then we will pray. Psalm 55. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise. Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. My heart is sore pained within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. And I said, Oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. Lo, then would I wander far off and remain in the wilderness, Selah. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues. For I have seen violence and strifes in the city. Day and night they go about it, upon the walls thereof. Mischief also and sorrow are in the midst of it. Wickedness is in the midst thereof. Deceit and guile depart not from her streets. For it was not an enemy that reproached me, and I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him, but it was thou, a man mine equal, my guide and my acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together and walked unto the house of God in company. Let death seize upon them, and let them go down quick into hell. For wickedness is in their dwellings and among them. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many with me. God shall hear and afflict them, even he that abideth of old, Selah, because they have no changes, therefore they fear not God. He hath put forth his hands against such as be at peace with him. He hath broken his covenant. The words of his mouth was smoother than butter. But war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil. Yet where they were drawn swords. Cast thy burden upon the Lord. Hallelujah. And he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Amen. But thou, O God, shall bring them down into the pit of destruction. A bloody and deceitful man shall not live out half their days, but I will trust in thee. Let us trust now in the Lord. Whatever trials, problems, difficult people around us, enemies, let us trust in the Lord. He will help us. He will guide us. Hallelujah. We rejoice in thee, Lord. We thank you, God, for this wonderful time you give us. We magnify you. We adore you. We bless your holy name. Let your name be magnified and glorified. Thank you for your loving kindness, your goodness, and your faithfulness unto us. We confess before you our sin. We know that you are a God who forgives us. Come to the Lord and ask him forgiveness of all your sins, trespasses in the last days and week. Forgive us, O God, the things that we have done wrong. Forgive us, Lord, the things that we did not do well, that you ask us to do, Lord. Help us, O God, as we come back to you, lead us and guide us, protect us. Thank you, Jesus, for your loving kindness, your goodness, and your faithfulness unto us, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Forgive all our trespasses and cleanse us from all unrighteousness for your name's sake, O God. Let's now give thanks to the Lord for all the good things we receive from Him. Thank you, Lord, for our salvation, the eternal life, our name written in heaven, the forgiveness of our sins, the assurance of salvation. We thank you, Lord. We magnify you. We adore you, Lord. Thank you for our work, our income, the jobs, the good health, the favor, the protection, the guidance. Thank you for your word. Thank you for eternal life we have in you. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit, the gift of prayers. We thank you for all these wonderful things that you are giving to us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Lord. Let's now come to the Lord and ask Him our needs. Let us bring our petition with thanksgiving. Whatever our struggle, we should not be anxious. We bring them into the hand of God. The Lord is near. Yes, O God, this is my request to you, Lord. I trust you, O God, that you will help me in this. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for answering my prayers. I believe by faith I receive what I ask of you and my brothers and my sisters, whatever their needs, struggles, difficulties, wisdom they need, provision, job, money, and solution. We trust you, Lord, that you will be the one to provide and you'll be the one to give us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray now. Pray for our families. Let's pray. Lord, I pray for each and every family, let your name be magnified. I pray, Lord, that your word will be read every day. They pray together. I pray for unity in each and every family, that united to follow your ways and your word. Pray for parents, O God, to lead their children in the way of righteousness. Give them a clear instruction to follow you, O God, and do what is needful. In the name of Jesus, we pray also, Lord, that each and every family will shine to bring others to you. I pray for the families to be set a good example to the non-believers, the people around them, that they will know the true God through their lives. I pray for the rest of the members of the family who are non-saved. We pray for them to be saved in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Master. We bless you, Holy Spirit. Let's pray now. Pray for your job, the place that you are working. Pray for your boss. Pray for the people with you. Pray that you will be a good example to them, that they can see Christ and His word manifested in your life there. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for all our jobs and incomes, the places that you place our brothers and sisters in different places for a purpose, that your name be lifted up, let your name magnified and glorified. Yes, Lord, we come with ourselves to be working hard, to preach your word there in our places, for to set a good example, to do our assignment well. And we come with ourselves to bring to you what belongs to you from tithes and offering and first fruit. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Redeemer. Thank you, Holy Spirit. prepare all the companies to give salaries on time, bless them so we can receive what is due for us from incomes in the name of Jesus. I pray for those who have pending salaries, bless their companies, O God, that they will give them what is due for them on time in the name of Jesus. Let's now pray for one another. If we know any brother and sister who is in need, having problem, difficulties, let's pray. As we pray, the Lord will answer prayers and help and heal. Carry each other burden now with the prayers. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Redeemer. We pray for provision, pray for healing, pray for miracle, we pray for relief, pray for deliverance. Lord, help us and guide us and be with us. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. Let's pray now for our neighborhood, our friends, our relatives, our colleagues, the people that we meet every day in our work, in the market, as we go and come, the people that we know through the media, and the people that we can communicate through the media. Let's pray that all these people and all this way of communication, man to man, in whatever way that the gospel will be preached, and people will know Christ and they will commit their lives unto Him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness, O Lord. Lead us and guide us, O Lord, to preach your word to all our contacts, our colleagues, our classmates, college mates, our neighbors, our relatives. Lord, help us to reach them all, our friends, colleagues, and whoever that we are meeting every day, you will be the one to help us and guide us to reach them with the gospel of yours. I pray for fruit from all the contacts of us, in the name of Jesus. Let's pray now for the two countries of Ukraine. Let's pray that God will stop the war there, or to stop the war in that country. And we pray in the name of Jesus that you will not allow any nuclear weapon to take place there, in the name of Jesus. Protect our family and our loved ones who are there. And Lord, we pray for Sri Lanka, pray for improvement in the economic situation. We pray, Lord, for our brothers and sisters there. Provide for them, sustain them, and help them, O God, provide petrol, daily their needs, income, and bless the work of their hand and sustain them. Sustain our church members there in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. We bless you all. Let's pray now for this country where God has put His church in UAE and in other places the church had extended to Oman, to Kuwait, to Iraq, to India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Australia, America, Sierra Leone, Armenia, Malawi, Uganda, Nigeria. Let's pray as God bless us in all these places through individual members, families, congregations. Let's pray that God will bless all these countries, and God also will enable us to preach His word there. And Lord, we pray also, God, that whatever office we need, whatever documentation we need, whatever logistic things we need, places, oh God, of worship, you will provide for us. You will sustain us. You will help us, oh God, to reach people, oh God. We pray for the rulers of the lands. Pray for their salvation. We pray that you reveal yourself to them. Let them know that you are the true God and we are your servant. We commit ourselves to pray for them. We commit ourselves to be good citizens for all in all these nations that you have placed us. And we commit ourselves also to preach your word. Oh God, we pray. Pray for the church to grow. Pray for the church. Pray for your ministry. Pray for more people to receive Christ. More people to get water baptized. More people to receive Holy Spirit baptism. Lord, you enable us and guide us to plant more Bible studies and more congregation for the church. We commit ourselves to produce more fruit of the Holy Spirit, that people will see Christ in us. In the name of Jesus, we commit ourselves also, Lord, to be diligent in achieving our assignment. Lord, we pray that you fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. We pray for all the ministries of the church to prosper. Bless, Lord, the Western ministry, the church school, the church clinic. Bless the church banking. Bless the youth and children ministry. Bless the publication ministry. Bless the website. Bless the translation ministry, Lord. And we commit ourselves, oh God, to persevere in serving you. Lord, we pray for more people get filled with the Holy Ghost. Refill us. I pray for more people to speak in tongues with the interpretation of tongues. Give us message of wisdom, message of knowledge, gift of faith, gift of healing, gift of evangelism, pastoring, teaching, prophesying, and whatever skills and talents your church we need, Lord, we trust you to provide for us. And even, Lord, we pray for this day, our worship, Lord, anoint our worship, O God. Anointed with the Holy Spirit, Lord, anoint the songs and the prayers, and the giving, the message. Even, Lord, I pray for this recording. Anoint it and use it, mighty Lord. We pray, Lord, that more miracles to be done today through our worship, O God. More wonders, O God. We pray that you speak to us, you guide us. We pray for miracles and we pray that your name will be magnified and glorify. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We magnify your name. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Let's start and let's stand and let us start to worship the Lord.
Peace be at your face. This very morning, O Lord, we want to be with you, O God. We come into this place to worship you and honor you. Let your Holy Spirit flow in us and through us, O Lord, so that people will know that we are your children. Yes, O Lord God, we don't desire only to dwell in this place, in this earth, but we want to live with you forever. We praise you. We magnify your name, O Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that by your love and by your grace, we overcome whatever is in us. Thank you, Lord God. Whatever we desire, you are there, O Lord, to fulfill according to your will. Thank you, Lord God. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
We have turned our morning into dancing. He has turned our sorrows into joy. Amen.
Amen.
Your lights burn through my night, destroying me in joy. Your grace, the light of rain, and made it as the day. You have turned my morning into dancing.
Turn, a sorrow to joy. You have turned, a morning into dancing. our mourning into dancing, our sorrows into joy. You healed us. You lifted us up. Thank you, Lord God. Truly, Lord, everything belongs to you, even our very own life. Thank you, Lord God, you have placed us in this universe. Thank you that you have called us to worship you. Hallelujah. We praise your name, O Lord. We adore you. We adore your holy name, Lord Jesus. No one is compared with you. Majesty, honor, glory belongs to you alone.
Oh,
Apart from you and things that are happening, we acknowledge you are our Lord who do marvelous things in our lives. Glory, glory to you alone. You are the Lamb who was slain, yet you showed forth your love to us by dying on the cross for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are the Lamb who is always being honored and adored. Lord, is your name, Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
have given us the strength. Thank you, Lord God, that truly you are the treasure that we will always seek. Thank you, Lord God, for your word. Thank you for what you have done for us and is still doing in our lives. Glory, honor, and adoration belongs to you alone. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's collect our tithes and offering, our first fruit, and bring it to the storehouse of God. Thank you, God. Thank you for your loving kindness, your grace, and your mercy. Thank you for this wonderful time of worship that we enjoy in your presence. We bless you, Jesus. We magnify you, we adore you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, thank you for all that you give us and all that you provide for us. Oh Lord, we bring to you our tithes and offering and the first fruit. Accept, O God, and look from heaven and open the windows of heaven and pour out so much blessing upon your church and your people who obey you, Lord. And Lord, rebuke the devourer, O God, and let all nations know that we are blessed by you. Rebuke sicknesses, rebuke stealing, rebuke tax, rebuke penalties, rebuke unnecessary spending, and provide for us. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This is all we ask and pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. God give us eyes, amen?
Amen?
God give us eyes in order to see God, not to see giants. Today we study about two men of God, Caleb and Joshua. They did not see difficulties, but they saw the power of God and the ability of God in their lives and what God can do for them. Amen? The same here for us today. We may have struggles, difficulties, but we need to take heart, to take courage in the Lord. Let's go back now to the book of Numbers. We read the story. When the Lord commanded Moses to send the Israelites to go and explore the land that he gave to them to possess. Let us see what had happened. Book of Numbers 13 and... And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Send thou men, that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel. Of every tribe of their fathers shall he send a man, every one a ruler among them. And Moses, by the commandment of the Lord, sent them from the wilderness of Paran. All those men were heads of the children of Israel. And these were their names of the tribe of Reuben, Shema of Zakur, son of Zakur, of the tribe of Simeon, Shaphat, the son of Hori, and of the tribe of Judah, Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, of the tribe of Issachar, Igal, the son of Joseph, verse 8, of the tribe of Ephraim, Hoshea, the son of Nun, of the tribe of Benjamin, Paro, the son of Rapha, of the tribe of Zebulun, Kadir, the son of Sudi, of the tribe of Joseph, namely of the tribe of Manasseh, Gadi, the son of Susi, of the tribe of Dan, Amir, the son of Gimari, of the tribe of Asher, Sithur, the son of Mishael, of the tribe of Naphtali, Nahabi, the son of Bushi, of the tribe of Gad, Gewir, the son of Maki. These are the names of the men which Moses sent to spy out the land. And Moses called Hosea, the son of Nun, Jehoshua. And Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan, and said unto them, Get ye up this way southward, and go up, into the mountain and we and see the land, what it is, and the people that dwell therein, whether they be strong or weak, few or many, and what the land is that they dwell in, whether it be good or bad, and what cities they be that they dwell in, whether in tents or in strongholds, and what the land is, whether it be fat or lean, whether there be wood therein or not, and be of good courage, be of good courage, and bring off the fruit of the land. Now the time was the time of the first ripe grapes. So they went up and searched the land from the wilderness of Zinin to Rehob, as men come to Hamath, verse 22. And they ascended by the south and came unto Hebron, where Ahiman and Shishai and Talmai, the children of Anak, were. Now Hebron was built 7 years before Zoan in Egypt. And they came unto the brook of Ishkol and cut down from thence a branch with one cluster of grapes, and they bare it between two upon a staff, and they brought off of the pomegranate and of the figs. The place was called the brook Ishkol because of the cluster of grapes which the children of Israel cut down from thence. And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel and to the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told them and said, we came into the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people of be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great, and moreover we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against this the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had said unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is the land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature, and there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as a grasshopper, and so we were in their sight. Lord, thank you for your word that you send us today to teach us and to guide us and to help us to persevere in doing the work of yours and your will. Anoint my lips and put verses and statements to teach and encourage your people with your word, with your commands, O God. Lord, let your name be magnified. Let be a fruit. Let people deliver out from fear, discouragement, and threat of devil. Devil, I rebuke right now in the name of Jesus. Go away. I pray for a spirit of courage upon your church and your people. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, magnify you. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Here the Lord commanded Moses to send men to explore the land, the kind of it, whether good or bad, if there is good or no, the people of the land. and also the kind of the cities they were dwelling, whether in tents or strongholds, and he told them also to take courage, and also he told them to bring sample of the fruit of the land. We learn from this that we need to prepare the people to receive the promises of God, the eternal life, and to prepare ourselves and everyone for the second coming of the Lord. Because when the Lord will come, He wants every one of us to do His work, and we encourage the people, guiding them, admonish them to go through the ways of God and not to do their own plans, but to do the task and the work that God had called them, had entrusted to them to do. And in this way, we will be ready for the second coming of the Lord. But what we find here, when Moses sent the 12 men, 10 out of 12, they disobeyed the Lord. They were not an encourager for the people to go on with God and to do the work of God. They discouraged the people and they told them that we cannot take this land, we cannot receive this promise. Why they say that? By themselves they were disbelieving, they were disobedient to God and to His command, and they were not willing to obey. And why they say they are giants? The giants, they were in a great stature, and when they saw them, they called them giants because they compared them with themselves. They did not compare them with the ability of God, but they compared them with their own ability, because their faith was not on God. The same here situation. We may face difficulties. Don't look and don't use your eyes. God give you eyes as a watchman to watch. Don't use your eyes and compare yourself with others. They are such with yourself. But compare them with the ability of God and His power and how much He can do to you according to the promise that He had given you. Amen. They were seeing giants. Caleb and Joshua, they did not see giants, because they saw the ability of God in their lives. The same here with you. Don't be discouraged, but be encouraged today. We encourage you today that our God is able. God wants you to be faithful, obedient to Him, willing to follow His will and plan, and He will fulfill what He had promised to us, to you, in the name of Jesus. Do the work, do the task, do the ministry, do your assignment well, and God will bless you. Amen. You know, when the Lord asked Moses to send the men to that place to explore it, we read verse 22 in Numbers 13. And they ascended by the south and came unto Hebron, where Ahiman, Shishai, and Talmai, the children of Anak, were. Now Hebron was built 7 years before John. Now here, when they reached the area that's called, that time they called Kiriath Arba, but later on the name changed to Hebron. When they went to Hebron, they saw they saw Ahiman, Shishai, and Talmai. They did not see, but where these are, they are living there. These are the giants. They are descendants of Anak. They are very tall. They were very tall. Now God knows they are there. God knows they are giants, right? God knows that. God knows also what giants or problems are with us in our workplace, in the place of your living, in your ministry, in our ministry. God knows what kind of giants is there. That is why He's with us. He knows how to handle such giants. And that's why we need to have faith in God. Amen? That's why we have to have faith in God. When you see giants, that does not mean that I cannot. No, God can do it as He has a promise in His Word. Caleb and Joshua did not come and say, "Well, we saw giants." The other people, what did they say? Verse 31. What did they say in verse 31? But the men, the 10 men, the other 10 that they went up with them, said, "We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." That's how they discourage the people. You know, when God had sent them, God called to Moses in verse 2, and Moses, verse 2, send thou men that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel. He said, which I give, not that I will give. He already given the land. You just go explore it, see how you will come to possess it, how the strategy to get it. Already God has given the promise. We need to process it so that we can receive it. It is not bad to estimate the enemy, to understand the enemy and the tactics that you need to handle to get the promise of God from the hands of the enemy, from the area of the enemy. But don't overestimate the enemy. We should not overestimate the enemy and underestimate God. When we overestimate our enemies, we are creating giants. And these giants that these 10 spies created had hindered the rest of the Israelites, because they believed them, they hindered them from entering the promised land. Caleb and Joshua, they give another message. We should be following the example of Caleb and Joshua. They are a good example for us. And verse 30, and Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." God called us to overcome. God called us to conquer. But we need to have faith and trust in Him and willing to obey the Lord, not to get discouraged and when we see difficulties, let us not see our inability. Let us see the power and the ability of God in our lives. We should have confidence that the Lord is with us and encourage the people as Joshua and as Caleb encouraged them in Book of Numbers chapter 14. Book of Numbers, chapter 14, verse 6 to 9. And Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes, and they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, "The land which we pass through to search it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then He will bring us," hallelujah, "He will bring us into this land, and give it us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defenses is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not." Here, God should be pleased with us. We should work out to please the Lord. Amen. We should work out to obey God, to delight in Him, so He will delight in us. And He will be the one to give us all these good promises that He had promised to us. The Lord does not want us to get discouraged, but have faith on Him. The 10 men who were a source of discouragement to others, who hindered them from moving forward to possess the promise of land. In verse 23, see the judgment of God on them. "Surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoke me see it. Now here, what God is telling us, God had given us promises, amen? God had already given. When we not act in faith, not willing to obey the Lord and have faith and trust in Him, and surrender our life to Him, our plans to Him, what will happen? We will not be able to receive the promise of God. But let us follow the example of Joshua and Caleb. They were not only brought a good report and stood firm and encouraged the people, that's what we need to do, but they persevere until they receive the promise of God. We need to persevere. We need to be diligent, faithful. We need to trust God, obey Him, waiting upon God, knowing that He will fulfill His promise to us at His time, on His way, at the proper circumstances we receive from the Lord. Joshua and Caleb, they not only overcome the giants, they not only say that we will get the, we are able to get the land, but Joshua and Caleb, and especially if we're going to discuss about them now, they overcome other giants. There are giants, listen here, there are giants we need to overcome as individual, as church. The first giants is the giant of majority. Caleb and Joshua, when they give their opinion was against the majority of the other spies and the rest of the people. Even if all the people, they will say not possible, discourage you, even they are, some of them, they are very educated, some of them, they call themselves Christian, but listen to this, as long of what they say does not go along the word of God, we should not put our ears, we should not entertain, we should not hearken, we should not be responding to what they say, but we need to respond to the word of God. In the book of James chapter 1 and verse 25, that we should look intently in the word of God that gives freedom, not on the giants. God give us eyes to look in the on the word of God. James 1:25, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continues therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. We should read the Bible. Amen. That's why we read. We need to read the Bible every day to listen to the word of God. Not to listen to the gossip, to the TV, to the YouTube, to the Facebook. Don't sit with people and gossip, because they will pull down your faith. Amen. They will put down your faith. We need to overcome the majority. Even many, but we should trust. What God said in His word, He will fulfill it on His due time, His way, and at His pleasure and will. The other giant that we need to overcome, the giant of waiting, the giant of waiting. Caleb, when he went to explore the land, his age was 40 years. He waited 45 years. He waited 45 years until God fulfilled what He had promised him. In the book of Joshua, chapter 14, he waited 45 years while all the people who disbelieve, they wasted away in the wilderness and they die, until all of them die, so they enter the promised land. And he waited also until Joshua possessed the land. Totally, he waited 45 years until he could be able to receive the promise of God to him. Joshua chapter 14, and we will read from verse 6 and onward. When they came to Joshua, then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, is one of the spies that he went out with Joshua. And Caleb the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said unto him, thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. That's when he sent him. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. He was 40 years old. And I brought him word again as it was in mine heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went out with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God. Verse 9, and Moses were on that day, saying, surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance. That is Hebron. And thy children forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now behold, verse 10, and now behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years. Now his age is 85 years old. Even since the Lord God spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wander in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. He is now 85 years old. Caleb waited upon the promise of God 45 years. 45 years, we need to overcome the giant of long waiting. Hallelujah. We need to wait upon God till He come and fulfill what He had promised to us. Thank you, Jesus. We are waiting for you, Lord, to fulfill what you had promised to us. And verse 11, as yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war, both to God and to overcome. And yes, the Lord is with us. We need to trust Him. We need to be a people who overcome the long waiting. We should not be discouraged because of long waiting, because we also need to overcome the giant of age. We are afraid because I am bald now and my hair is white and I am old, or the other giant is the giant of strength and also ability, because the devil will tell you you are no more, you are unable, God will not use you, your hair is old, you are looking old, you don't have strength, you don't have vigor. No, we need to overcome all these giants by faith and by obedience unto God. As we obey God, as we believe in Him, as we fully trust on Him, as we rely fully on Him, as we do exactly what He wants us to do, He will be the one to enable us, to give us the vigor, to give us the courage, to give us the power to possess what He had promised to us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. What we need to overcome is, we need to overcome the giant of half-heartedness. The Israelites, those who went with Caleb and Joshua, they were half-hearted. Their heart was divided. Their heart was divided. But if you will read about Caleb, there are description about the heart of Caleb. The heart of Caleb, not that he has no cholesterol, no. The heart of Caleb was fully, wholly dedicated to the Lord. We will read about the heart of Caleb. And we should learn how to dedicate our life fully to God. Amen. Is your heart pure to the Lord? Ask yourself. Check yourself. Are you obedient to God? Or still there is worldliness, still there is wrong motive, still there is love of money, still there is selfish ambition, still you want to do your own plan, you want to do your own will. Let us read about the heart of Caleb. In Joshua chapter 7, chapter 14, and we have read verse 7 and verse 8 and 9. He said, verse 8, "Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt. But I wholly followed the Lord my God." Caleb fully followed the Lord my God. And Moses went on that day, saying, "Surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God." God wants us to follow him wholly, wholeheartedly. And in verse 14, "Hebron thereof became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, unto this day, because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel." And that's what God wants us, to follow him wholeheartedly. What else? Where you can read about the heart of Caleb in Book of Numbers and chapter 14 and verse 24. What God spoke about Caleb? Book of Numbers, chapter 14, verse 24. "But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit," he has another spirit, the spirit of faith, obedience, and full commitment to the Lord, not worldliness. "He have another spirit with him, and hath followed me fully. Him will I bring into the land wherein to the he went, and his seed shall possess it." Caleb fully obey the Lord. Amen. That's the secret. How we can receive the promises of God? How we can overcome giants? What we need to do? We need to fully, wholly, to follow the Lord. And also in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 1, we will read about the heart of Caleb. Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verse 36. "Save Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, he shall see it, he shall see the promised land. He will get Hebron for him, and to him will I give the land that he hath trodden upon, and to his children, because he hath wholly followed the Lord." He followed the Lord wholeheartedly. 45 years he was waiting. People around him are dying, he's waiting. Until they get the promised land, until they all of them die, they enter the promised land. He waits for Joshua to lead the battles, and then he stepped forward and he told, "Give me Hebron." We spoke about the giant of the loss of strength and inability. We should not be discouraged. Oh, after 10 years, after 5 years, after 20 years, I don't know. God will give strength. God will give vigor to do the work of God. In Joshua chapter 14, verse 11 and 12, see here, "As yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me, as my strength was then ever, even so is my strength now, for war both to go out and to come in." God give him strength to do the war for God, and God give us strength, will give us the strength to do whatever war needed to do the work of God. Now, verse 12, now therefore, give me the mountain whereof the Lord spake in that day, for thou hearest in that day how the Anakim were there, and that the city were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. Here, Caleb, when the time has come, Caleb asked the Lord, asked Joshua to give him Hebron. Hebron, that mountain, it was in the mountain. When he told him, give me the mountain, he was asking to give him Hebron. And that Hebron, as we spoke, the three giants are there. The men, the center of giant. But Joshua was not, Caleb was not afraid. Caleb was not afraid of the giants, and we should not be afraid. Even there are difficulties there, we should not be shrink or discouraged or put off. Oh, because of that, because of this difficulty. No, we should not give up. And God will enable us to deal with all the giants. Joshua dealt with the giant. The meaning of Joshua is Jehovah, is Savior, and he is the name of Jesus is Joshua in the Old Testament. He is our Savior. He is the one leading us into the promised land. He is the one to give. He is the one to lead us to eternity. He is the one to fulfill the promises of God. Joshua dealt with the giants. In the book of Joshua, chapter 11, verse 21 to verse 23. Joshua 11, verse 21 to verse 23. We need to do our part, fighting the battle of the Lord. And at that time came Joshua and cut off the Anakim from the mountain, from Hebron, hallelujah, from Debir, from Aleph, and from all the mountains of Judah, and from all the mountains of Israel. Joshua destroyed them utterly with their cities. Hallelujah. We can, amen. We can with God. We need to persevere. The message is so encouraging to me. I am encouraged with Caleb. We know that Abraham waited for God around how many years to fulfill the promise? 25 years. Caleb waited 45 years. Hallelujah. We need to persevere. There was none of the Anakim left in the land of the children of Israel, only in the Gaza and Gath. And in Ashdod there remained. So Joshua took the whole land, hallelujah, according to all that the Lord said unto Moses, and Joshua gave it for an inheritance unto Israel, according to their divisions, by their tribes, and the land rested from war. Joshua did his part. He dealt with the giants. And Caleb also, when he said, give me this mountain, he was not afraid to go through the battle. He know God, what he promised, he will do. I know what God has promised, he will do. And Joshua in chapter 14 and verse 13, and Joshua blessed him. He blessed Caleb and gave unto Caleb the son of Jephunneh Hebron for an inheritance. Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite. And to this day, because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. In verse 15, and the name of Hebron before was Kiriat Arba. The meaning of Kiriat Arba is the land of Arba. And Arba is the fathers of the main giants. Those that we read. Haman, Shisha, and Telmai, he is their father. And before was taken by Caleb, because they call it Kiriat Arba, the land of giants, that's impossible to get it. But when they get it, they call it Hebron. The meaning of Hebron is friends. And we are friend of God when we obey Him. Friend of Jesus. And Jesus say, you are my friend if you obey what I commanded you. In John 15:14. Hallelujah. Who is willing today to obey the Lord? The promises of God waiting for us to get and possess. God is calling us to serve Him. Let us stand in His presence. Let us wait upon Him. Let us be strong to go forward, to have the strength from God, to have the patience and perseverance, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the filling of the Holy Ghost, moving forward, trampling against all the power of darkness. We are nothing, giants, Lord, but we see your ability, we see your power. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Lord, you are my strength. When I am weak, Lord, you are the treasure, you are the power, you are the anointing, you are my need, O God. You are my courage and my strength. I thank you, Lord. Let us commit ourselves to God. Don't see giant. Come be encouraged with God. What God had promised you, you will receive by faith. You receive by obedience. You be like Caleb. Don't be discouraged. Tell him, Lord, give me, I will do it, Lord, for you. I will obey you, O God. We bless you, Lord. Lord, Jesus, we need you, O God. You are my strength, O Lord. We are weak, O God, but we are strong in you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We don't look for worldly things. We don't look for money. We don't look for our own plans. We give up everything. We surrender fully. We give our heart wholeheartedly to you, O God. Hear us. Bless us, O God. O Lamb of God, we bless you, Jesus. Holy is thy your name.
You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Precious joy, Lord, to give up, I'd be a fool. You are my
church. We are your family, O God. We are your friend. We trust you, Lord. We will step forward. We don't trust in the giant of fear, giant of age, giant of health and strength. We will not look on all these things, but we look, O Lord, on your ability and the strength and the power that you will give us, and the vigor to go and wage the war and to go and make disciples and for all nations, baptizing them in the name of Father and Son and the Holy Spirit, and do the work of yours. Lord, take your word and spread it. Oh God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord, that you have with us. Keep us, Lord, from harm so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Yes, Lord, this is how we overcome. We will overcome all giants.
Your light burned through my night, the star is seen in joy. Your grace fell like the rain and made this desert land. You have turned my morning into the night.
This is how we overcome.